I'm turning to the 23rd chapter of the book of Job, beginning at verse number 3. Job chapter 23, verse number 3. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he will put strength in me. To me, that's a very precious scripture from the Word of the Lord. Now for a text and a subject, the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, beginning at verse number 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher to the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I want to read this again. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Let us pray for the preaching of God's word tonight. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, for the reading of your word. And, oh God, help us, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear God, help us, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anoint us, I pray, tonight. Let your word go forth. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. You may be seated, and the Lord bless you. Last night, I preached on the subject, but we preach Christ. From the reading of the verses that I have read in your hearing, I choose to preach tonight from this subject, the all-sufficient Christ. The Scripture teaches us that our sufficiency is not in ourselves, but our sufficiency is in Christ. Paul, when he addressed this letter to his son in the gospel by the name of Timothy, he expressed great assurance. He expressed great knowledge. He said, I know whom I have believed. A lot of people can take a book of doctrine and they can learn that. Whether it be right or whether it be wrong, they can learn a doctrine. But when I look into the pages of the New Testament gospel, it's important to know the author of the doctrine. the author and the finisher of our faith. It's very important that we know who He is. And Paul said, I know whom I have believed. Not only did Paul know the doctrine, but he knew the author of that doctrine. And Paul said, I was not taught this of man, but he said, it came to me by the revelation of God. I can preach until I fall out. And unless God touches your mind and gives you a revelation, nobody can ever explain it to you. But when you have that revelation from God, when He reveals Himself to you, and Christ came to reveal the Father. He came to reveal the Father. That's what He came to do. The Father reveals the Son, and the Son reveals the Father. And when that revelation is complete, listen how it adds up. Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. When you see me, you see Him that sent me. Hallelujah. That's a revelation complete. I could preach a long time on that, but I'll move on down to really what I want to preach on tonight. Not only did Paul know whom he believed, but he said, I am persuaded to believe that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. And from that text tonight, the all-sufficient Christ. I want to show you tonight how sufficient that He really is. You hear a lot of preaching today. You can hear any kind of preaching that you want to hear. All you have to do is to get on the radio and just turn the knob here and there, and you can find any kind of preaching that you want to hear. But I want to tell you one thing Paul said when he started out to preach. He said, I am determined not to know anything among you but save Christ and Him crucified. He said, my preaching is not done with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but my preaching is done in demonstration and in power. I know whom I have believed. And I believe that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. There is a lot of disputing going on now. It has entered into the school system. What they call two theories. The theory of creation and the theory of evolution. To me, the theory of evolution is unfounded. But to me, the Genesis account of the story of creation is exactly what the Bible said it was. We did not evolve from some germ of life or from some explosion of gas. We did not evolve until at last we came as a man. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible said that God formed man from the dust of the ground. Not a germ of life, not an infant, but a full-grown man. He formed him from the dust of the ground, and He breathed into his nostrils, and this man became a living soul. Man is the product of God. We did not spring from monkeys. If that be true, some folks I know never sprung very far, but we did not spring from monkeys. We are a direct product of God. Hallelujah. And we have become a living soul. In a Sunday school class, you'd be surprised if the answers the little fellows know. In a Sunday school class, the teacher was teaching, and she said, why did God make a woman? A little girl said, I know. God made a man, looked him over, and said, I believe I can do better than that. And he made a woman. Let me tell you something here tonight. He was sufficient in creation. He was sufficient in creation. I have a verse that I've preached from for so long. Isaiah 44:24. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spread abroad the earth by myself. And I have always believed, since they taught me in school, that alone and by myself meant alone and by myself. He didn't need any help. The Bible said, by faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Hallelujah. Never let anybody take that faith out of your heart. Believe that He was sufficient in creation, that He made all things, the heaven, the earth, and all that dwells therein. He is sufficient in creation. I believe that. He made all things. Spread abroad the heavens by Himself. Created the earth by Himself. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He made all things. He made all things. And He said it was good and very good. He's sufficient in creation. By faith I understand that. I don't understand a lot of things about God, but I've got to take it by faith. By faith I understand that. John chapter 1, Jesus Christ said some very important things in John chapter 1, and I'll notice what He said concerning the truth of the Genesis account of the story of creation. Verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. He's sufficient in creation. He made all things. Now run your finger down to verse 14 of the same chapter. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Now, if the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, that means that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. Hallelujah. I've baptized a lot of preachers in my time. I helped a crusade in a tent one time. I baptized 7 preachers in that meeting. And when I baptize a preacher, I'll hold him under a little longer than I do anybody else. And I baptized 7. One came to me one night. He said, I've heard you preach. But he said, I don't believe what you preach. I said, what do you believe? He told me. I said, the Lord in heaven knows I don't believe what you preach either. I said, we have come crossways like that. You don't believe what I preach. I don't believe what you preach. He said in the Bible, well, the word Lord is written in small letters. That means Jesus. He is the little Lord. But when it's written in capital letters, that's God. He's the great big Lord. He said, if you can show me one place in the Bible where the word Lord is spelled out in capital letters relative to Jesus, he said, I'll let you baptize me. I said, did you bring a change of clothes? Because I'm fixing to put you down. Boy, he said, it's not there. I said, oh, yes, it is. He said, it's not. I said, it is. I turned to Revelation chapter 19, and I began to read verse 11, and I saw heaven open. This is when he comes back to fight the battle of Armageddon. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness, he doth judge and make war. His eyes was a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in the heaven followed him up on white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he should rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Now here's where you ought to shout. Verse 16, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4 and 4. Hallelujah. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, all spelled out in capital letters. He's the first, he's the last, he's the beginning, he's the end. Hallelujah. All right. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, notice what he said.
There is one body.
How many?
One body.
Colossians 1:18 said, Christ is the head of the church, the body. The body is the church. And Paul said, there's only one body.
Hallelujah.
That means there's only one church. And Christ is the head of the church, the body. Anything with two heads is a freak of nature. You've been up all day. You're going to be up a little late tonight. Maybe you're tired. When you go to wherever you're going to sleep tonight, drive up in your car or walk up, and then you get out and start up the driveway. If you'd see a body walk around the corner of that house with two heads, there ain't nothing wrong with you. You ain't got no rheumatism. You ain't got nothing. You'd be picking them up and putting them down. Hallelujah. I know what the body is. I know who the head is. Christ is the head of the church, the body. And there's only one body. Only one body. One body. Now read.
One spirit.
How many spirits?
One spirit.
Now somebody said, where do you get your oneness doctrine? Right here.
Yes, sir.
There's one body.
Hallelujah.
One spirit. Come on.
Even as ye are called.
Even as you're called.
One hope.
In one hope.
Of your calling.
Of your calling. Read on.
One Lord.
How many?
One Lord.
Two.
One.
Three.
One.
One. Second Samuel 22:32. Who is the Lord save God? Jeremiah 10:10. The Lord is the true God and everlasting King. Paul said, there's only one Lord. Acts 9:5. When God knocked him down to the earth, he looked up and said, Lord, who art thou? And the Lord said, I am Jesus. Well, hallelujah. And the Lord said, one Lord, that's all there is. Read on.
One faith.
How many?
One faith. One
here,
faith.
Here it is today now. Brother, of what faith are you?
One.
Brother, of what faith are you?
One.
Now, brother, of what faith? Now, it makes no difference, just so you believe, that after a while we all going to get to the same place. The lady said, there's many roads that goes to Chicago. I said, lady, we're not going to Chicago. I said, we're going to the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he's sufficient tonight. If you can see him as I preach him, you'll leave here tonight a changed person. And I'm just getting warmed up. Listen, I haven't even started yet. Oh, I feel the preaching me tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God I feel the preaching me tonight. Thank God. There is one Lord, one faith.
And one baptism.
And one baptism. Come on now.
One baptism.
Come on.
Glory.
Read it again.
One Lord.
One Lord.
One faith.
One faith.
One baptism.
One baptism. Read on.
One God.
How many?
One God.
How many?
One God.
One God.
Glory.
Read it.
And Father.
And Father.
Above all.
Above all.
Who is above all.
Who is above all.
And through all.
And through all.
And in you all.
And in you all. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You believe that, don't you?
I believe that.
Thank God you're on the right road. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're on the right road. Praise God. Glory. You know, years ago, I was preaching back in the state of Indiana. And at that time over there, they didn't say you all. They say, use and Ewens. And one Sunday night, a big crowd, I was preaching one Sunday night, and I said, you all. And I saw those Yankees, you know, begin to nudge each other. They just smiled, you know. I stopped. I said, I know what you're smiling about. But I said, I had a brother that talked like that. And I read Ephesians chapter 4. There's one God who is above all, through all, and in you all. And before I left, I had them Yankees walking around saying, you all, hallelujah, you all. Thank God. He's above all. He's through all. The Father of all. And he's in you all, hallelujah. Thank God, thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is, yes, he is. He's above all. He's through all. He's in you all. He's right here tonight. Praise God. He's right here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The mystery of creation. And it does not take much. Just read the Bible and you'll be convinced that he did make all things. Revelation chapter 4. And verse 9, and I want you to notice another scripture pertaining to the creative power of God. He's able to create, to form, and to make. He can speak things into existence. That's how great he is. Oh, I know it's a great mystery. The text that I read, the Bible said Jesus came and brought life and immortality to light. That does not mean there was no immortality before Jesus came. I'm already preaching that. Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again. In school, they taught me that when you was addressing another person, you was to put that person first and then you second. In other words, now this would be correct. I'd say, Brother Robinson and I are going out tonight for a steak and he's going to pick up the tab. Now that's absolutely correct. But you know, Jesus said, I and my Father. That's in the Bible. I and my Father are one. Then if I and my Father are one, which one? When you see me, you see him that sent me. Jesus said, it's not I that doeth these miracles, but it's my Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the miracles. It's like the works in your watch. You don't see the works, but you see the manifestation of the works. God, nobody could look up on his brightness and live. And he just simply slipped on himself a veil of flesh and came and walked among men. I preach the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost overshadowed the Virgin Mary. Holy seed was planted in her womb, and she conceived and brought forth a son. They called his name Jesus. He is Jesus. He was God manifest in the flesh. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The all-sufficient Christ. You don't need to go anywhere else. The all-sufficient Christ. Hallelujah! Revelation chapter 4. Let's see a scene in heaven.
And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him...
Just a minute. When they gave thanks to them.
To him.
Them.
Him.
Well, have it your way.
Thank you.
And gave thanks to him. Come on.
That sat on the throne, who liveth forever.
Just a minute. Gave thanks to him that sat on the throne. The throne. One throne. One occupied that throne. Glory. Read it again. Come on.
And gave glory and honor.
And honor.
And thanks.
And thanks.
To him.
To him.
That sat on the throne.
That sat on the throne.
Who liveth forever.
Who liveth forever.
And ever.
And ever. Read on.
The 24 elders fell down
the before. The 24 elders fell down, and what did they do?
Before him.
Before them.
Him.
Them.
No, sir.
Him.
Him.
Before him.
Glory.
They fell down before him.
Yes, sir.
And what did they do?
That sat on the throne and worshipped him.
And worshipped him.
That liveth.
That liveth.
Forever.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And cast their crowns.
Just a minute. Another translation teaches me that they literally threw their crown at his feet to worship him. I don't know what y'all believe, but man, could I ever preach on the rapture right now? The crowns will be given at the return of Jesus Christ. John was projected in the future. He saw the rapture as if it had already taken place. But I'd better get off of that right quick, lecture. Oh, man, I'd like to preach on it.
Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They already had their crowns. Already had their crowns. Somebody said, I'm so worried about the Antichrist. I'm not. I'm not worried about him. And it makes little difference with me who he is. It makes little difference with me. There was a fella walking in the post office not long ago. He said, I heard your tape on the rapture. He said, you really believe that Jesus Christ could come in a minute? I said, I do. He said, I don't. Well, I said, don't get all enthused on Sunday night and hold up your Bible and tell the sinners they'd better come and get right with God because Jesus Christ may come tonight. I said, don't lie in the pulpit. And then I said, Wednesday night, take that same Bible under your arm and go drag it into church and tell the saints to get ready. They may lose their head because the Antichrist is going to come before the church leaves here. He said, you know, I hadn't thought of that. I said, that's your problem. You see, I have quit answering all questions until I ask a few questions. Now, don't get quiet on me. Listen. Let's leave it like this. If you want to go through the tribulation, help yourself. But don't accuse me of trying to tell you things that's not in the Scripture. If you want to go through the tribulation, fine. But if I can believe I'm going to miss it, you ought to say, thank God for that fellow. He's got some faith. Hallelujah. 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 You see, you can ask anybody a question, whether they know the answer or not, they'll try to give you an answer. I remember, now you all might not remember this, but I remember when I went to school, in fact we had it in Sunday school for a long time, stars, you know. On your report card, instead of saying A, a B, or C, they give you a star, and each star signified a grade. A little boy came in from school one day, and he had his report card. And one subject was a zero. The father said, son, what does this mean? Oh, that? He looked at it and he said, they ran out of stars and they gave me the moon. It wasn't the right answer, but it was an answer. Oh, brother, hear me tonight. Come on, let's read a little more. Stand up and help me right here. Read it.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
It said, and they cast their crowns before
and
the throne.
They cast their crowns before the throne.
Saying, thou art worthy.
Thou art worthy.
O Lord.
O Lord.
To receive.
To receive.
Glory.
Glory.
Honor.
Honor.
And power.
Power.
For thou hast created.
For thou hast created.
All things.
All things.
And for thy pleasure.
Before thy presence.
For thy pleasure.
Hallelujah. They were made for thy pleasure.
They are made and were created.
They were made and were created.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Does not settle it with you, it does with me. Now then, who was it that they worshiped? Who was it that was on the throne? He that liveth forever. Revelation 1:18, will you please? Now let's find out exactly who that was that they worshiped. Who was that sat on the throne? Who was that received the praise and the honor and the crowns were cast before his throne? Who was it that made all things? Who was it that created all things and made all things? Why, the Bible said it was him that liveth forever. Now let's see who that was. Revelation 1:18.
I am he that liveth.
That's Jesus.
Was dead.
I am he that liveth and was dead.
Glory. And behold. I am alive.
I am alive.
Forever.
Forever.
Lord. Amen.
That's the one that sat on the throne. That's the one that made all things. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, let me do it out there tonight, will you? Well, praise God. Now, he's sufficient in creation. Let me move to another thought. He's sufficient in salvation. I want 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Let me quote you Hebrews 7:25. He is able to save to the uttermost those that come to God by him. Look this way. There's nothing out there. Look this way. Might have been a boy fell down and skinned his knee. He'll heal up. Don't look out there. Look this way. I'm preaching. He's able to save to the uttermost. Now, have we ever been guilty of saying, if I could handpick the people that come to my church, if I could just go out and cull everybody and get the best and bring them in, what a church I'd have. That's not what Jesus looked at. Even the man that lay as a beggar, wrapped in a bundle of rags. Let me tell you, there was a soul in that bundle of rags. I don't care how a person is dressed. That's a living soul that's going to spend eternity somewhere, whether they're rich or poor. We misjudge people a lot of times. Some of the finest people to walk in the streets tonight is tramps. They've never had a chance. Jesus loves those people. Back years ago, when we held revivals, you know, there was a time when people would invite you out for dinner. You had no certain place to stay. You'd stay at this house tonight, and then you'd take your clothes to church that night, just hoping somebody would invite you to go home with them. And in this meeting, there was a couple that invited us out to dinner. And when I walked in that house, carpet almost ankle deep, I sat down in one of them easy chairs and I just kept a sitting. You see, I'm not ashamed to tell you where I came from. I was born in a little country town 12 miles behind the post office. We had running water. You had to grab a bucket and run outside and get it. I'm not ashamed of that. And I sat down in that chair. Oh, I said, what a marvelous place. Went in to eat dinner. Wasn't nothing on the table. And she rung a little bell, and in came the maid. It was served in courses. You get a little now and a little later. And when we walked out of that place, the pastor said, these are well-to-do people, but they're on the verge of divorce. A few days later, there was another family that invited us out to dinner. When we walked into their house, it was a little shack. And the chairs that we had were nail kegs, turned bottom side up. And I turned that nail keg up. That was going to be my chair. We sat down at that table, and I'm going to tell you, I never heard such praying in my life. Oh, they prayed over that food. And I kept looking to see what else is going to have. There wasn't a thing in the world on that table but a bowl of peas. And I looked at the fork that I had. The middle prong was broke out. And it left it like that. I took out a plate full of peas, and every time I'd run that fork under them peas, I'd just fall through that place. Well, I said, how in the world am I going to get by? And I started gigging those peas, just one by one. When I walked out of that house, I was more impressed than I was by the fine home that we went to. All the children prayed. The mother and father prayed. No divorce in the family. Everybody had the Holy Ghost. Oh, brother, let me tell you something here tonight. If you're saved, you ought to be the happiest person on top side of God's green earth tonight. Hallelujah. He's able to save to the uttermost, to the uttermost, to the uttermost. That man away out there, he died for that man away out there. He died to save the lost. We preached the tent meeting one time, Hodge, Louisiana, over 40 years ago now. I never saw as many mosquitoes on top side of this earth. But one thing, they were all Christians. They'd come towards you singing nothing but the blood. Pitch that tent out in an old cow pasture. And they were so bad, we'd spray late in the afternoon. But during the services, we'd have to get some of the men to go down the aisles with these spray guns. Did you ever see a spray gun? Fill it full of mosquito dope. And you'd go down the aisle and spray it between the pews to keep the mosquitoes off of the legs of the people so they could enjoy the service. Bunch of crumbs that's held together by their own dough. And she drove up, and about the time she drove up, she saw them men going down the aisle with them mosquito goats. Oh, she said, that's the reason they're getting that religion. Said they're spraying it on everybody. Spraying it on everybody. I wish I had a gun and I could spray it on this county tonight. Oh,
brother. Some folks, they have the Holy Ghost and they don't even recognize what they have. You have in you the power of the resurrection already. Did you ever shout and jump and it seemed one more leap and you go through the roof? Before you did, the Lord just gently put his hand on your head. Not yet, son. Not yet, son. Just wait a little bit. But when I come, I'm going to make contact with what's in you. And you will arise to meet me in the air. Hallelujah. We already have the power of the resurrection in us right now. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And in that meeting, the first night, a well-dressed man came down the aisle. I preached that night. I never will forget what I preached on. Galatians 6:14. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I've never walked in a Pentecostal meeting in my life. He said, I never heard such singing. And what a sermon. He said, where are you all staying? I told him. Well, he said, I want a dairy here. And said, I'll have the boys to leave you all a gallon of sweet milk every morning on the front porch. Well, I looked out the next morning, and there it was. He came back the next night. The next night. Down about six nights he'd come. Oh, he'd meet me down the aisle every night. But one night, he didn't meet me down the aisle. That night, I loaded my double-barrel gospel gun with railroad spikes, sharp hammers and anvils and everything. And I fired at him with everything I had. He was a deacon. He was a deacon in a church. And when I saw how he looked, he reminded me of a Louisiana toad frog full of buckshot. In my mind, I said, goodbye, sweet milk. We won't get any more. He didn't meet me down the aisle that night. It's strange when you preach what folks believe, you're the best preacher in the world. You can take a tomcat up your lap and rub the fur the right way. He'll lay there and purr all day. But you rub the fur the wrong way, he'll spit in your eyeball. Now, if you don't like my rubbing, you'll just have to turn around because I can't change my rubbing. That's right. I just can't change my rubbing. And I was wet with sweat. I pulled my coat collar up around me and I slipped out the back of the tent. And before he knew what had happened, I laid my hand on his shoulder. I slipped up behind him. I said, hey, friend, how are you feeling tonight? I'm sick. I said, really? His wife just busted out to laugh, and I wouldn't have taken a $50 bill for that. She said, Brother Gamble said, he's not sick. I said, he's mad. I said, mad? I said, what in the world are you mad about? He looked up at me and said, if what you preached up there tonight is the truth, and said, I guess it is, you read it out of the Bible. He said, when it comes to religion, I ain't got 1 ounce, and pray for me that I'll get the Holy Ghost. You know what? I could have patted that man on the back for 4 weeks. I would have left him on his road to hell. But I told him the truth.
Praise the Lord.
One night, he came running to the altar, there to his two knees in a pile of sawdust. At 2 o'clock the next morning, folks in that town knew that deacons could get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't handpick your people. Open your church doors and say, come on in. This is the lighthouse. This is the soul saving station. Hallelujah. This is where it's happening. Right here. Right here. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. He came to save the lost. You have no right to tell him who he can save and who he can't save. He can save anybody that will believe. I want to show that to you in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. You talk about a crew that made up a church, the church at Corinth. I want you to read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9.
Know ye not?
Know ye not?
That the unrighteous?
That the unrighteous.
Shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Be not deceived.
Be not deceived.
Neither fornicators.
Neither fornicators.
Nor idolaters.
Idolaters.
Nor adulterers.
Adulterers.
Nor effeminate.
Effeminate.
Nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Read on.
Nor thieves.
Thieves.
Nor covetous.
Read on.
Nor drunkards.
Drunkards.
Nor revelers.
Read on.
Nor extortioners.
Extortioners.
Shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Now he said, we shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but this next verse, listen, let me tell you, I don't know none of you all tonight. And I'm glad I don't. I'm just preaching. I'm just preaching what God put on my heart to preach. And if you'll come back tomorrow night, I'll do it again. I love to preach. I don't hunt. I don't fish. I don't even shoot pool. I don't do nothing but go to church. I don't even take out the garbage if I can get my wife to do it. I don't do a thing. But just go to church and preach. And if I'm not preaching at home, most times I'm off somewhere else preaching. Same gospel story. He came to save. He came to save. Now he said, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. What I'm going to say now ought to bring everybody from off of those pews back there tonight on your feet, worshiping God. But here's what he said.
And such were some of you.
Just a minute. And such were some of you.
Oh, yeah.
You were thieves. You were drunkards.
Yeah.
You were idolaters. You lived in adultery.
Yeah.
And such were some of you. And such were some of you. You never get too bad from the Savior. And such were some of you, but what happened?
But ye are washed.
Just a minute. You are washed.
Oh, glory.
Listen, I'm going to take you through the washing machine tonight.
Hallelujah.
But you are washed. I never was as sorry for no people in my life as I am the American women. They have it so rough. Get up, get the kids off to school, the husband off to work. Get up the dirty clothes. Go put them in a washing machine. Punch a button. Pour in the soap. Go back to the kitchen. Get a cup of coffee. Go sit down in the living room and say, I've had it. I'm bushed. I'm really sorry for you. I remember the day when they had the black iron wash pot out in the backyard. And they had homemade soap. Clean easy. They had a block of wood. They'd lay their clothes up on that block of wood and they'd take a, what they call a batten stick, and they would knock the dirt out. Right. But you know, I'll tell you, there's one thing that people don't like in our kind of church, is that the washing gets rough sometimes. Like I often tell the young people, see, all of this high-powered perfume that these young girls uses, all that high-powered shaver lotion that the young men uses, boy, they meet each other, there's a gleam in their eye, and they smell so good. But one day, that perfume and that shaving lotion is going to turn into Johnson's baby powder. It'll do it. Then they graduated up from that block of wood to the rub board. And here they went, rubbing. Then they finally got up to an old washing machine that had that thing in there, you know, that went like that. It beat you to death. And that's why folks shun our church. They say, we got to go through the process of washing. You sure have. You can't go to heaven with dirty garments. And such were some of you. But ye are washed. Come on.
But ye are washed. But ye are sanctified.
No, petrified.
Sanctified.
Petrified. sanctified. That's right.
Glory.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are washed. You are sanctified.
You are justified.
You are justified. How?
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm only half through, but I'm going to quit. This is a time for somebody to get the Holy Ghost tonight. This is a time for somebody to get the Holy Ghost tonight. Read that again. Read that again. While we are standing, I want everybody right now to listen to this verse one more time. I want you to listen to this verse one more time. I want you to hear it. Hear it.
And such were some of you.
Such were some of you.
But ye are washed.
But you are washed.
But ye are sanctified.